Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler, Nick, and D-Mac.
Yeah, obviously I want to be involved. I'm a competitor. I work hard during the week, but sometimes it just doesn't go my way, I guess. So, you know, I'm just going to keep chugging along.
Nick and Javala of The Athletic joins us. Our Fan Broncos Insider, courtesy of Ent Credit Union. Better rates, lower fees. Visit Ent.com. How do you think Emmanuel Sanders handled things today, where obviously he's probably not thrilled with the way things are going?
I mean, I think he said all the right things. Does he genuinely mean them? I don't know. I get the sense he's pretty frustrated, as any receiver probably would be when they get only one target. I mean, two, technically, according to Vic Fangio, because one was negated by a penalty. But still, only two targets for a guy who's supposed to be your number one receiver is not that much. So, I would expect him to want more, and it surely seems like he does.
Nikki, how much did Mike Munchak's familiarity with Sensabaugh, you know, aid in him being signed by the team?
I would think it had something to do with it. Surely if Mike Munchak signed off on him and said, you know, this is a good guy, he's a good player, I think it can only help, especially in a situation like that where they're trying out a number of guys and have to make a decision pretty quickly. This was a guy that Munchak and his staff drafted in 2012 when he was head coach of the Titans. They were reunited for a couple years in Pittsburgh when Munchak was the O-line coach. And now here they are again. So I would imagine an endorsement from Mike Munchak only helps.
Well, we should, you know, clarify, too, what's going on is that Bosby has been put on IR and Cody Sensabaugh has been assigned. Where are we at with Bosby? I feel awful. The story, the details, Nikki, are terrifying. So what can you – here's what Chris Harris said about Bosby.
Oh, Bosby's good, man. He just – you know, when you get an opportunity like this, you want to take it and run and not be sidelined. You, as a player, this is kind of, you always wait for that opportunity. And, that's the only thing he's sad about, but he's going to bounce back. He's, everything is looking good for him. And, so I'm just glad he's healthy.
That's a positive outlook, Nikki, but man, that's a pretty terrifying story.
Yeah. It's a significant injury. You know, anytime you affect the spinal cord or the brain, it's significant. We saw him in the locker room today moving very slowly, very gingerly. You could tell he was just extremely weak. And he told us at the time that he really wanted to come back and play. But an hour later, the team decided to put him on IR. And that was a plan all along. Clearly, had they, you know, given that they tried out cornerbacks in the morning. But it's also a sign that this is no injury they're taking lightly. It was labeled a cervical sprain, which is kind of a catch-all label. It can mean a lot of different things. It doesn't really get to the heart of how severe it was. But it's basically a spinal cord contusion, according to, you know, to a spine surgery expert that I talked to. The way he described it is basically your spinal cord shut down for a brief period.
Terrifying.
And he started to recover, which is absolutely horrifying. Bosby said he said the doctors told him he was paralyzed for 30 minutes from the neck down. So you can see him on the film kind of shooing his mouthpiece, but not moving anything else. And he started to regain feeling in his toes, and then full mobility in his extremities came back within a couple hours, he said. And he went through a full workup at an L.A. trauma center. He was cleared to fly home, but he's moving slow. I mean, it's a serious injury, and given the type of injury and, you know, what it could have been, I think the Broncos are very wise to shut him down for the season, as much as I'm sure he would like to be out there and really take advantage of the opportunity just for his own future. It's probably the wise thing to do.
Nikki, my old friend, how are you? I hope you're doing great.
Hello, Tyler. I'm wonderful.
Yes. You know me pretty well, so you're not going to be surprised. I'm going to put you on the spot with my first question with you on air. Who is the most likely player, assuming some player does get traded, who is the most likely player to get traded, and what is said player's worth?
Oh, goodness. I'd say it's probably Emmanuel Sanders or Chris Harris if they do decide to unload one of their starting veterans. My thinking with Emmanuel initially was, all right, if Demaryius Thomas netted basically a fourth, there were also seventh round picks that were swapped in that deal. But if he got them essentially a fourth and he was, he wasn't in great shape when he was traded, I would think Emmanuel could probably get the same. Maybe a fourth, maybe a third, though I think that would be a stretch given, you know, the injuries he's coming off of, even though he seems fine from it, and his age. I think he's, what, 32? So he's one I think they might consider. I don't want to say that the Broncos are in any way right now considering a total fire sale. That is not what I've been hearing. And John Elway has generally been hesitant to make a huge move at the deadline. But if they do go that route, he's certainly one name. Chris Harris, he's on the last year of his deal, obviously. They gave him a pay raise, but they were hesitant to give him a long-term extension.
Foolish.
He's one where I could see, especially if they don't have the intention of signing him after this year. And he certainly has high value. Maybe a third, you have to kind of factor in the fact, you know, if they do let go of Chris Harris, they would likely, depending on other moves they make, they would likely get a compensatory third-round pick in 2021. So in my mind, it wouldn't make much sense to trade him for anything, you know, less valuable than that.
Nikki, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you know, the concern for me there in trading away Chris Harris is, you know, the lack of depth in the cornerback's room already with the injuries to Callahan and now Bosby. If you really think you have a chance this season, are you willing to unload him, or does that send the message that you're throwing in the towel on the season?
Well, Nikki, Drew Lock is expected to be eligible to return. How could other injuries on the roster impact his overall return?
Yeah, I mean, even if he's healthy, so the way it works, he can return to practice after the Titans game, so Monday could be his first day of practice. And they have like a 2 to 3 week window where the team has to decide if they want to activate him and bring him back on the active roster or leave him on IR. If they bring him back, they're going to have to cut somebody to make room. And this team doesn't have a ton of depth, so if they think it would make sense to, retain depth at other positions instead of bringing him back, they might look to do that because it hadn't looked like up until this point that he would, you know, get playing time anyway. They're still moving forward with Flacco. I know there's always that argument that you want to see what you have in the quarterback, but, you know, that's not been the mentality and the approach of this team.
All right.
The benefit of bringing him back, of course, is he can practice. So you know.
Oh, he's got to come back.
With his development.
He's got to come back. If there's anything certain, it's that he's got to come back. The real question is who else? I would hope it's Theo Riddick. What do we know about Theo Riddick, by the way, Nikki? Anything real quick?
We haven't seen him in the locker room much. Last time I saw him, he was wearing one of those huge braces for his shoulder, the one with kind of the the block that kind of, you know, keeps your shoulder straight. So he's certainly a candidate. Tim Patrick, maybe he's no longer wearing the brace on his hand after undergoing surgery. Jake Butt, maybe. Those were kind of the four that you would consider. I think Drew is probably the farthest along in terms of health.
All right. Well,
we'll
see him. He'll be back. We'll see who else they bring back. Nikki Javala, thank you, Nikki. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Nikki.
Nikki, courtesy of...
Thanks, guys. Congrats on the first show.
Thank you, Nikki. Courtesy of End Credit Union. When we come back, we got a terrific prize for Hot Take Tuesday. That's next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this... and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.